Very good morning, and I felt so moved just as I climb into bed to boo about the notion of Twitter, of defamations and libels, etc. Now, this is something I've written about an awful lot on my blog at www.lobbysean.com. If you don't already follow me on Twitter, it's at Sean Dilley, SeanDilley. Now, really simply, you know, many journalists like myself support entirely the notion of people being able to tweet and so-called citizen journalism. But it is worth remembering that we have training to a degree, because it is a potentially dangerous area, a minefield of ways you can get in trouble. For example, orders of the court are sometimes advised through press wire systems and that sort of thing, sometimes even just word of mouth through journalists. So people can end up in hot water that way. People don't seem to realise that Twitter is effectively a public forum. So if it's against the law to say it in public or on the radio or the TV, then broadly speaking, it's against the law on Twitter. The criminal law, well, we haven't seen any major prosecution that I'm aware of here, but there's a thing called the Contempt of Court Act 1981, sub judice. Contempt of court is something that every journalist is trained in or very much aware of, as much as commenting on either a case that is active or a case where charges are very likely. Commenting on trials, for instance, even those without juries, such as some coroner trials, where, for instance, there are witnesses who could be influenced by what's in the press. But less so defamation and libel. People say, what's a libel, what's a slander? Actually, it doesn't really matter. They're both very naughty. Generally speaking, a slander, people get confused here. A slander is spoken and a libel is published, is written. But when things are published on Twitter and the like, they are de facto published, whether spoken online or otherwise. So generally, if it's on Twitter, if it's in the media, it's a libel. You shouldn't do it. It's very naughty indeed. Generally speaking, a defamation is where you say something that lowers the reputation of another in the mind of any other person. Now, defamation can in fact actually be something that's true, particularly where there's malice. But specifically, as a general rule, the fact that something's true is a fairly good defence, say, for a thing called criminal libel, which hasn't really been prosecuted for a very long time. Also, journalists are protected by a thing called the Reynolds Principle, where you say something that turns out to be false, but that you've taken every reasonable journalistic step, and that these are kind of set down, really. You know, such as you've gone to the person for comment, you've taken reasonable steps to establish what needs to be established, and if that's the case, you have a certain degree of protection. But, for instance, the Metropolitan Police Service today, or yesterday now, I suppose, reported that a man in his 80s who lived in Berkshire has been questioned under caution on police premises. Now, people might have their theories as to who that may or may not be, but it's staggering in the light of the recent situation around Lord McAlpine, wholly falsely accused of things he didn't do, that anybody would continue to speculate on such such an identity. Indeed, you know, a newspaper decision has clearly been made in most newsrooms. The Mail, for example, who normally, they certainly have named people in the past, have just put out the statement of a man of his 80s has attended a police facility in South London. So the press are certainly sort of mindful of this. But for instance, one anonymous tweeter said tonight that let's all play get sued for libel, I reckon, and then they named a person is a pedo. People really don't realise that you can get in trouble. Likewise, if you swear at someone potentially, but it'd probably have to be a bit more than that. If somebody racially abuses someone, for example, that could be serious public order offence, Section 4A Public Order Act, I would suggest. If you generally insulting or threatening words, actions or behaviour, that could be Section 5 of the Public Order Act. It's a minefield. All I would say is please be very careful, because, you know, if you get yourself in trouble, you know, you're not going to like the consequences. So just take the time, read up, find out what is and isn't, you know, on in media. Because as a general rule, if you can't say it on the TV or the radio, you can't tweet it. If you can't say it in public, you can't tweet it. Twitter is not anonymous. The law reaches the social media network. So thank you for following, and do follow me at Sean Dilley on Twitter.